So you've just spent the day in Colonial Williamsburg, and you've been soaking up the various sites of early American history. You know, horse-drawn carriages, old buildings, guys in those triangle-shaped hats. And so no one would blame you if you'd had your fill of American history for the day. But before you head home, there's one last thing you might want to see. You heard from someone who heard from someone that if you turn down the right little back road, you'll find a field full of statues, hulking 20-foot-tall busts of almost every American president, George Washington through George W. Bush, slowly crumbling into dust. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we're going to Croker, Virginia, to visit the iconic, ill-fated President's Heads. We'll talk to the artist who sculpted them and learn why they have been forsaken in a field. That's after this. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're wondering who has both the patience and the skills to sculpt giant busts of every president, I'd like you to meet David Addix.
Okay, well, I was in World War II. Remember that one? It was in all the papers.
David's originally from Texas, but he served in the Army Air Corps during World War II, and that brought him to France. He'd always been artistic. He was the kind of kid who liked doodling in the margins of his notebooks.
But to be in Paris and seeing it all as a young man said, man, this is where I want to be. So I finished my service and then took my GI Bill to do 2 years in Paris.
David Addix was primarily a painter, but over time, he started to work in sculpture as well. And in 1994, he got his biggest commission to sculpt a 67-foot-tall statue of Sam Houston, the city's namesake and former governor and president of Texas. And one of the things that David loved about sculpting Sam Houston was working on the head, and specifically, the eyes.
The head is about 12 feet tall, and I kept looking in his eyes, and you know, I love the way it's done. You can, you know, he just looks right at you.
It was a big job, so in the middle of it, David decided to take a little break, to go on a road trip.
So I take a quick vacation to visit friends in Canada. And driving back home, I decided to see Mount Rushmore. Everybody knows what it is, but I've never seen it before. But man, I was overwhelmed by that. That, wow, you know, they're 60 feet tall, but disappointed that you couldn't get closer to them and look in their eyes.
The eyes. To David, the eyes were what helped him make the sculpture more than just a piece of stone. And so as he looked up at the presidents carved into Mount Rushmore, he got an idea.
Wouldn't it be great to do the president, not just the four of those, but all of them? There were 43 at the time. And not that big, 60 feet, but big, about 20 feet. So that's what gave the idea of building the whole set of the president's heads at about 20 feet tall. Bust, you know, from mid-chest up.
He had his work cut out for him. Technically, he would cut out the work himself, but I think you know what I mean.
The analogy is if you took a green pepper and sliced it, and multiplied every slice by 10 and put it back together again, you'd have the exact shape times 10. That's how you get a model from 1 foot high to 10 feet high.
He starts with a smaller model, then slices and multiplies the dimensions of the slice. Of course, it wasn't that simple. Subtle adjustments were required. These aren't cookie-cutter presidents, and there are actually some distinctions between the busts that you might not notice if David didn't point them out to you.
There are 8 of them that are larger.
During his research phase, David came across a survey of historians that asked who were the great presidents, who were the average ones, and who were the true failures. He used that as his guide for sizing the statues.
There were 8 that were great and 2 that were failures. Those are Grant, U.S. Grant, and the guy in the 20s that right after Woodrow Wilson. Can't think of his name right now, but...
Ouch. Warren G. Harding.
Now, all the rest of them were average. So I made the average ones all the same size. Those 8 I made about a foot taller. Instead of 10 times, they're more like 11 times bigger. So they sort of stand out more.
Generally speaking, David says the presidents were all easy enough to sculpt. All of them except Gerald Ford, whose lack of strong, distinctive facial features proved challenging. But for every president, David found he did have a particular blind spot.
So history did not record what the back of anybody's head looked like. So I remember I used to go to movies and sit back and look at the back of everybody's head to see if I could see a man about that age or that size and kind of figure out what his hair looked like. So
there was one presidential head that was particularly easy to sculpt.
Lincoln is a piece of cake, you know. I mean, there were so many good photographs of Lincoln. He had photographs taken practically every day in the latter part of his life. That beard, the everything. I mean, his features are so distinct that if you can't do Lincoln, we'll give it up, you know.
After blazing through heaps of styrofoam and rubber, after sitting in movie theaters and studying the backs of men's heads, and after sculpting and slicing and enlarging over and over, David Addix had busts of every president staring back at him, all within his humble Texas studio. Now he just had to figure out what to do with them. Originally, David wanted to move the busts to Washington, D.C., where they could be displayed among the other major monuments to American history. And it made sense, but it was too hard and too expensive to find space within the city. So he looked a bit farther to Williamsburg, Virginia, where he found a partner in local entrepreneur Everett Haley Newman, who put around $10 million into the creation of the head's new home. The new home was an open-air museum called President's Park, and from 2004 to 2010, visitors could walk along a winding path and stop in front of every president to look deep into their well-sculpted eyes. But the park never really became a hit with tourists, and when the U.S. economy plunged into recession in 2008, the whole operation had to shut down. A contractor, Howard Hankins, who'd assisted in the construction of the park, was hired to come in and destroy all of these huge presidential busts. Maybe I'm projecting, but I can just picture the big sad eyes of Warren G. Harding, looking off into the distance, waiting to be reduced into a pile of rubble. But Hankins couldn't bring himself to do it. Instead, he decided to keep the statues and store them on his family farm in Croker. But moving 42 sculptures that weigh as much as 20,000 pounds apiece is no small feat. If David Addix had known they were being spared, he might have offered some advice.
I had no idea they were going to be moved, or I was told them how to move them, which is at the top of each of them's head is a disc. It's about 6 inches. It's easy to get off. You go inside the statue and wrap a nylon strap around this structure that's at the top of his head and then lift him with a forklift. We took 43 of them to Virginia and didn't lose no damage whatsoever. But this guy didn't know about that, so he busted a hole in the back of everybody's head and lifted them with a forklift from the back of their head.
The spot at the back of the head that David had worked so hard to get right.
Well, that destroyed them all, and they started cracking and falling apart. And he put them on a farm 30 miles out of Williamsburg. Tourists come by and look at them. It's a very sad affair. But he's showing what a bunch of dead presidents look like.
So there they are, crumbling, cracking, chipping away. It's definitely sad for David, who poured his time into them. But they're also strangely symbolic, a truthful metaphor for the passage of time, a metaphor that reveals that time comes for us all, president or not. Luckily, though, for David and all the visitors, there's one crucial feature that still survives on all the presidents.
The eyes, that reflection of the light is what makes them all alive. And that's what's beautiful about them. And they all speak to you. I mean, it's about the eyes.
Should you want to see these giant crumbling presidents' heads, and honestly, who wouldn't? It's important to note that the farm is private property, it's not open to visitors, and trespassers may be prosecuted. However, there's a local photographer who offers tours and organized photo shoots of the heads, so more info can be found on the Atlas Obscura listing. I want to thank David Addix and Howard Hankins for taking the time to talk to us for this story. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was reported by Matthew Taub. Our production team includes Doug Baldinger, Chris Naka, Camille Stanley, Sarah Wyman, John Delore, and Peter Clowney. Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by Luz Fleming. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll talk to you soon.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.